Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me. This morning, let's understand within our heart and mind that all things are possible when we understand our oneness with infinite life or God. I would like you, as you move forth into the experience of this radio program and the lesson I'm teaching this morning, to realize that you always possess the key to your own happiness. It's not outside of you. It's not somewhere else. It's not out there. It's within you. When you allow yourself the experience of spiritual self-investment, what you are doing in that moment is allowing yourself to believe in your own potential. Believe in your potential. Because you have the potential for greatness, ready to come forth, greater than anything you've ever known before. Affirm today as we move forward into this lesson, today I breathe life into my potential. I breathe life into my potential. In 1919, Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of Religious Science, the author of the Science of Mind textbook, wrote a wonderful book. In fact, it was his first book. And at the end of the 20th century, when they listed the most important 100 books on success of the 20th century, this was one of them. The title is Creative Mind and Success. And in 1919, Dr. Holmes wrote these words: "The substance that we deal with in itself is never limited, but we often are, because we draw only what we believe. Because we are limited is no reason why the universe should have limitation. Our limitation is only our unbelief. Life can give us a big thing or a little thing. Choose you this day, we are told. The blessing or the curse, that's not two powers. That's two ways of using one power. Choose you this day. The big thing or the little thing, that's not two things. It's just two aspects of one thing. On page 48 also, we read these words: limitation is an experience of the race, but it is not the fault of God. It is the fault of man's perception. Now, I'm going to ask you this question today. What is your perception in relationship to your world? What is your perception of your relationship, not only to the world, but to your place in the world? Someone was having a very interesting experience, and they, with tears in their eyes, said, "Why doesn't anyone listen to me? I try to tell people how I'm suffering. Why won't they listen to me? No one wants to listen. Why won't they listen to me?" Later, something happened to this very interesting person. A change came over them, and they decided to stop trying to get the world to listen to their problem and the story that backs up the problem, and they decided to stop complaining about themselves, about life, or about anyone. And they started to move forward from talking about themselves to doing something else. And the something else they decided to do was listen. And the more they listened, the more they began to realize that their heart was really filled with love, not with suffering or pain. The more they felt within their heart the love and the compassion that she was desiring or he was desiring to acquire from other people, they began to realize that they could give it. And they could give it not only to others, but to themselves. And at that point, they began to realize that they had always possessed the key to their own happiness. You possess the key to your own happiness. It's not someone else. If you've ever been upset about what you think somebody is thinking, it's not what somebody's thinking that's upsetting you. It is what you think they're thinking that's upsetting you. So change your mind. Our freedom unfolding is, my dear friends, unlimited. In Matthew 7:12, it points out, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 368 of the Science of Mind textbook, we give only what we have. We give only what we have where? In understanding. You can't give more than your definition of yourself as a giver. The metaphysicians have always understood that what you give multiplies and returns to you no matter what it is, and it returns to you pressed down and overflowing. You not only receive what you give, you receive it the way you give it. So what are you giving today? Compassion? Love? Are you giving understanding? Are you giving wisdom? Are you giving the world a model of the power of positive purpose in action? I love when I receive response from the radio program thanking us for being on the air. I love it when people get a hold of my book and read my book, and my book wakes them up to a greater possibility of self, and they write and thank me for it. My friends, my challenge to you today is to turn your attention from yourself and focus the lens of your soul upon the world around you. Now, start with yourself. You know, seek ye first the kingdom with all thy getting at the understanding of the truth of you, and then let that truth begin to focus on your world. Because if you redefine you in a positive way, you have to redefine everything you thought before your new definition came forth. And the new idea of you looking at your world and redefining it may very well see things you've never seen before and create goals and dreams and visions beyond anything you've ever dreamed of. And they are all waiting for you to come true. And they're waiting for you to come true today, right now, this moment. So turn your attention from the truth of yourself to your world and focus your lens of infinite intelligence on the world. Allow yourself to free yourself in such a way that you unfold forward today. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else shall follow, we are told. Seek ye first the kingdom. Seek ye first the truth of your own being. Jesus said it's within us. Have you looked there? It's not in a church, it's not in a minister, it's not in a book, it's not in a symbol. Don't make symbols more important than what they symbolize, books more important than what they contain, or teachers more important than what they're teaching. I've used this illustration before on the program, the Zen Buddhist idea that when the finger points to the moon, don't confuse the finger with the moon. On page 73 of Creative Mind and Success, Dr. Ernest Holmes says this: nothing in the universe ever stops. Everything is built on a boundless basis, drawn from a limitless source, come from an infinite sea of unmanifest life. We speak forth into this life and draw back from it all that we first think into it. Life is always limitless, and the only thing that limits us is our inability to conceive mentally, and we should draw more and more from that limitless source. Now, my question to you this morning is, are you attracting the expected good potential deserves? Are you allowing yourself to live the life that your potential deserves? Are you thinking the thoughts your potential needs to think in order to manifest its unlimited process as positive change for the better? Affirm with me this morning, in your heart and mind, I uplift my level of cosmic awareness and a happy world follows. Wherever your mind goes, your world follows, my friends. In the movie The Matrix, there's a wonderful line in there. It says, do not try to bend the spoon, that is impossible. Instead, only realize the truth, that there is no spoon. Then you'll see that it's not the spoon that bends, only yourself. Got some spoons you need to bend? Health spoons, happiness spoons, relationship spoons, whatever it is. unbend it in your mind, bend it into its right shape. Allow yourself to know today that there is a positive purpose in you as you. You see, what we're dealing with every moment of every day is creativity, and creativity involves breaking out of established patterns in order to look at things in a different way. Are you doing that? Are you allowing yourself to look at your life in a different way, or is it the same way, always expecting it to change for the better, but you're waiting for it to change for you to feel better, not understanding that you need to feel better so it will change? It was Plotinus who said, "We are the activity of spiritual principle." Every action has an equal and opposite reaction on the physical and, my friends, the metaphysical. We are spiritual beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Spiritual causation, my dear friends, is in reality the invisible end of everything we see, of every objective fact. I was sharing with my congregation a short time ago that I walked out of the front door of my home, and I looked up in the sky, and there were three hawks all circling each other. Two of them all of a sudden grabbed each other, and these beautiful birds and their beautiful ability to fly suddenly ended, primarily because as they grabbed each other, the aerodynamics ended and the law of gravity took over, and down they came until they finally let go, spread their wings, and got back into the law of aerodynamics. And that's the same thing that happens to you and me. Sometimes we see something negative around us, and instead of flying forward and finding an answer, what we do is grab hold of the problem and drop out of the sky. So your challenge today is to let go and know, as Pearl S. Buck said once, "All things are possible until they are proved impossible, and even the impossible may only be so as of now." How many of you are doing things right now in your life that at one time you thought, or you defined, as impossible? The realization of God is the great understanding. I shared recently that if we go back and look at the experience, there was a time in the history of the human being when we were not conscious of ourselves. All of a sudden, we became conscious of ourselves. We began to look around us, and because of our own ignorance at the time, we would see different things happening in nature and start blaming it on some deity up in the sky. Superstitions followed. We began to worship instead of practice understanding. We began to find ourselves living at the level of superstition and creating outside definitions of problems and answers. You see, my friends, if you think your problem's coming from outside of you, you're going to look outside of you to find the answer. And the answer, as we have been told for years by the clearest thinkers, is not outside of us, it is within us. Get the understanding. We are all the product of immaculate conception. We are immaculately conceived in the mind of God. We are born of spirit, and we come into the human experience with all the power there is ready to come forth, and then we are left alone to discover we have it. We are not human beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. That is the truth of us. Our life did not begin with this human birth. It doesn't end with what we call death. This is what? It is an arc in a great circle of life, and that life is eternal. And knowing that you are part of something everlasting, how are you going to move forward into your day? How differently might you live your life if you could understand that you are part of eternality, and right now, today, is your moment in immortality that you are responsible for?
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. A few months ago, I discovered the most amazing book entitled Einstein and Buddha, The Parallel Sayings, edited by Thomas J. McFarlane. This collection juxtaposes modern science with ancient Eastern thought. and shows how both paths lead us to truth. If you are interested in physics, metaphysics, Eastern spirituality, or all of the above, you do not want to miss my new 4-week class based on Einstein and Buddha, the Parallel Sayings. The class begins this evening, Wednesday, October 7th, from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., and continues for the 3 following Wednesdays. Please feel free to drop in and sample the class for no charge whatsoever. We would love to have you. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
There's an old story I love of the person who goes to India and he sees someone sitting and meditating, and the next day they're still sitting there meditating, and the next day they're still sitting there meditating. After about 6 or 7 days, this person couldn't stand it anymore, so he goes down where the guy is meditating, and he says to this young man, he says, "What are you doing? I've been here 7 days. You have not moved. You're just sitting here meditating." And the man who was meditating looked up and said, "In my religion, we believe we live many lives. I have decided to sit this one out." Are you sitting this one out, my friends? Don't do it. Allow yourself a greater understanding. It was Gary Zukav who pointed out that throughout your life, you choose the moment-to-moment experience, whether you will learn through fear or doubt or through love and trust. Listen to it again. Throughout your life, you choose from moment to moment whether you will learn through fear or doubt or through love and trust. Dr. Ernest Holmes said, "Through faith in the invisible, we may claim the good we desire for ourselves and others, and when our whole inner being is in harmony with that good, then we shall kiss the lips of our desire." Julius Hare said, "The greatest truths are the simplest, and so are the greatest people." C.W. Karam said, "Genius is the ability to reduce the complicated to the simple." Now, if we allow ourselves to move forward and make a demand on the universe to know more, to do more, to have clarity happen in and as our life experience, there are many ways to do it. Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out that there's a lot of people who do what we teach naturally. For those of us who want to do it and don't know how, we can learn how and do something about it. I would recommend to all of you that you check out the classes we have at the center and invest in your positive growth. Allow your exploration of new ideas and new dimensions to unfold as the way of your experience. No matter how much you think you know, there's that much more to know. We have some of the finest teachers in all of New Thought right here in Fremont. We have daytime classes, evening classes. Come and find out about it. If you'd like more information, call 656-9955. That's area code 510-656-9955. Our class schedule is also on our website, which is csl-fremont.org. csl-fremont.org. E.W. Sennett said these words, and he wrote these words, and they are worth remembering and worth embodying. He said, "If we are able, though to a small degree, to create new patterns of life never known before, does not this suggest that we may actually be a part of the great creative power? We know we are part of the great creative power, and we also know that we can continue to affirm and experience the truth of our being. And we can move forward as that truth in action, knowing what to do and how to do it when we need to know. There's nothing about you that's synthetic, my friends. You are absolutely real and wonderful. And when you begin to understand what is important, not only to the realization of the truth of you, but also important to the world, you begin to discover you in a way you've never discovered before." Luke 12:2 says, "For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known." What do you need to know today? that you are the starting point of a greater understanding. In one of Aesop's fables, the gods in the story were discussing whether it was possible for a living being to change its nature. So for an experiment, they tried to do something. They turned a cat into a young woman, and they gave her to a young man for a bride. And at the wedding feast, Jupiter, one of the gods, commented, "See how becoming she behaves. Who could tell that yesterday she was but a cat?" "Just a moment," said Venus, who was sitting next to Jupiter. She reached down and turned a mouse loose in the room. All of a sudden, the young woman jumped up from her seat and tried to pounce on the mouse. "There, you see," said Venus, "nature will out." Well, no matter how much we try to cover up our beingness with ideas or concepts or superstitions or false premises about ourselves or fancy possessions or who we're with or what we're driving or anything else, Emerson very clearly allows us to wake up when we understand what he said, when he said, "What you are thunder so loudly in my ears, I cannot hear what you say." My friends, whatever, it doesn't matter what you have on the outside, it's how you feel about yourself inside and what you're letting it do as you. Now, The Thing Itself is the first chapter in the Science of Mind textbook. The Thing Itself, that's where we start. That is the religion of our science. It is the realization that there is one life, it's God, it is our life. And the challenge we have is to find this thing that is in our own nature, our own mind, our own heart, and wake up to the realization that a sure method to do this, and one sure method to do this, to be this in action, is to quiet our mind, to go within ourselves, and recognize that it's not necessary to impress anyone or anything. It is only necessary to be still and know that you are God. I am still and know that I am God. Now, what do we do from there? We allow ourselves to speak. God is love. Speak as love speaks. To give as love gives. To begin to notice how quickly our relationships with everyone in our world begins to improve. We find ourselves over and over again refraining from only looking for what is wrong in people, places, and things. To live our life from this truth, not a perpetual alternative to everything that's going on around you. Now you do this until what? Until you discover that you are allowing the real as you to be expressed. You are giving up at that moment all fear that might cause you to believe in ways that are not true of you, that are not true of your nature. So today I recommend that you quiet your mind centered in love, that you quiet your mind and set aside at least 5 or 10 minutes during the day to listen quietly. Do you have the courage today to live from your own heart? Do you have the courage today to think the thoughts you choose to think? There is a unity to all life, my friends. It is waiting for you to come forth as the greatest good you could ever imagine in action as you today. If you have any problem, health, happiness, prosperity, relationships, success, career, education, whatever the challenge might be, understand very clearly you're not going to heal it by denying it's there. There's nothing to heal in truth. There's only an idea to change. And as we know this and move forward, we are becoming one with Isaiah 11:9, one of my favorite affirmations and realizations within the Old Testament. "They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled and full of knowledge of the Lord, of the law," which is what Lord means. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 103 of the Science of Mind textbook, "The world of multiplicity is deep-rooted in a universe of unity." Know you're one with God's creation. You are a special part of it, or you wouldn't be here. Know you are one with all the others in God's creation. Know that we are all made of the same energy. Our hearts beat with the rhythm of the universe and move forward today as the power of positive purpose in action. Do not fear. Love, you are unified with all life. Be at peace today, my friends, and let the power of positive purpose be your wonderful way this wonderful day. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakehall Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakehall and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. We change the chapter frequently, so visit us often. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.